Father, we enter your word with great reverence. We're fully aware of the limitations of the human mind to tap into, to receive and to deliver the infinite wisdom that is in your word. And that's why we require your assistance and help. So we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We ask you for fresh unction and anointing from heaven. Firstly, upon my heart and my lips, that I may speak indeed as I should, as an oracle of God. Secondly, upon the ears and the hearts of everyone who will hear me, those who are physically present, those who will be hearing me remotely, electronically, that this word will have free course from you through me to the people to do an internal and eternal work in every heart, including my own, causing our wills to become more humble, our minds more enlightened by the power of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I pray as I speak that the power of the Spirit of God be released in more than sufficient measure to follow these words wherever they are heard and released in all the earth. Power that will heal, power that will deliver, power that will break yokes, power that will free men so that they will become doers of the word. And the things which they hear are not hearers only. We further pray for mercy to be faithful in the delivery of the word. And I will do it with precision, redeem the time, and speak only what you want me to say. Bringing out of the treasure of this word, indeed things new and old, as a scribe instructed unto the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all those in agreement with that prayer, receiving the blessing therein in their personal life, said, amen. Amen. I have a landmark message I want to share with us. It's we are in the season of the glory of God, the kingdom, and the Holy Spirit nudged me. It's such a simple and fundamental truth, but he said there needs to be far more clarity on this than there is presently, and is entitled The Kingdom and Righteousness. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, the Lord Jesus, speaking to us and to the disciples and by extension to all of us, he said, seek ye first. Everybody, seek ye first. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And the Lord said to me, he said, what is the kingdom? And I said, because he knows I know the Bible, you know, immediately in my heart, I said, righteousness, peace, and joy. Then he said, why would then I repeat it? Why would I say, seek ye the kingdom and his righteousness? If righteousness was already in the kingdom, I would have just said, seek ye first the kingdom. I would not have said, seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness. He said, there is a difference. He said, go and make it clear to them. Hence this message. Let's start with kingdom. The word kingdom comes from two words, dominion and king. And simply, what it means is the dominion of God. God is the king, you know, the dominion of God. Then the Apostle Paul expatiates on this by the Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 14 in verse 17, and he says, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. He said it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So, what is the kingdom? The kingdom is the dominion. The word dominion means something that dominates. something that prevails, something that is dominant, something that is superior. Hallelujah. So when we talk about the kingdom, we are talking about the dominion of righteousness. Everybody say the dominion of righteousness, of peace, and of joy by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why he said in the Holy Ghost. Now, he said, I said, I know that, Lord. He said, well, what's different? He said, that dominion is from the air. When, that's what we saw in, during the elections in the whole of Nigeria. We saw righteousness dominating. We saw peace dominating. We saw joy dominating from the air, even upon people who are not Christians. That's what we saw. When, you know, bringing the election results out, and Minister Rubebe went there and was, you know, talking, and there was this supernatural calmness over Alhaji Jega. There was peace. That's dominion. The newspaper reporters, and this will go down in the annals of history, recorded, I believe it was in The Guardian and maybe one or two others, I can't remember exactly, but I just quote the basic what they said. They said it was as if an invisible hand, these secular people who are writing this, he said there was like an invisible hand over Nigeria, that Nigerians on that day of election, they demonstrated an unusual, because Nigerians are not normally... an unusual level of perseverance. What is perseverance? It's the fruit of the Spirit. Long suffering. Nigerians stayed in line. When they said they didn't want, they said, we will be patient. We are going to vote. When it rained, they stayed. When it was sunny, they stayed. There was an invisible hand. It's called dominion. It was the manifestation of the kingdom of God over the Nigerian airspace on that day. And it was generated by the fasting and prayer of saints. We did our part here. We did 2 21-day fasts. And I'm sure there are other Christians all over the place who also prayed and fasted, you know, at different levels in different places. And God put all that thing all together. And he released into the air over Nigeria a dominion. The dominion of righteousness. Even towards the elections, as we were praying towards the elections, and they wanted to do it on the 14th. You know what Alhaji Jega said? He said his conscience would not allow him to carry out. That's why they postponed it to the 28th. They want to do it February 14th first. He said his conscience, he said, because the security agent said something, but also their preparation. He said that the PVCs had not been evenly distributed throughout the nation. For the election to have taken place then would have been unrighteous. But what is kingdom? Righteous. Doing the right thing. The dominion of righteousness prevailed upon that man and his lieutenants, as well as the security agents. And they said, look, this thing has to be postponed. That was the dominion. A lot of people didn't want it to be postponed, but it was said, because had the elections been taking place at that place, more people would have judged it unfair. And the peace we have, we would not have had. Because the PVCs were unevenly distributed. In fact, we had less than the normal percentage. I believe it was even less than 60%, you know, that had been distributed throughout the country. You couldn't have an election with that. But the important thing to see is that it was the dominion of righteousness, which is doing the right thing, the dominion of peace, the dominion of joy by the power of the Holy Spirit inside this Nigerian airspace. Now, I'm going to get to righteousness in just a minute. You know, the second righteousness. Because they're similar, but they're not exactly the same thing. And when we see it, then you will understand what Jesus was saying to us. And then the consequence of having all things added. We'll get to all that in a minute. But I want you to see something here. Can you imagine? I shared this with my wife and some of the brethren. That was one day because there was a lot of prayer and a lot of fasting that was focused on that day and the days, you know, during the elections and the after, a lot of praying, fasting. We had to 21-day fast here and others like that, you know, and people prayed and fasted. Now imagine that being in Nigeria every day. Why not? Imagine that amount of power being in the air in Nigeria, not only on election day, but every day. You know what you're going to get? Psalm 144. No breaking in. No complaining in our streets. Our oxen will be strong to labor. Because that's going to be the dominion inside the air. And that's where we are going with the spirit without measure. That's what we are praying for. So it will not only be during elections, even under or on ordinary days, Nigeria will show an unusual level of righteousness. You see everybody lining up at the bank. You know, even on the expressway, when there is a problem with the traffic, instead of everybody going, you will see people, you know, this one will take, and then the whole thing will just scatter. Then we'll all be there for the next 12 hours. Whereas if everybody just stays in line and just passes one by one, it takes the dominion. So that sin nature, is there, but it's dominated. That's why it's called kingdom. The second righteousness that Jesus speaks about here is the internal righteousness that a Christian has. You see, this first one is the dominion of the righteousness, peace and joy by the power of the Holy Spirit, and it's a dominion from the air. The Bible says Satan is the prince of the power of the air. When we pray effectively, we dislodge him. That's what happens. When Christians pray and pray with sufficient power, the power of the Holy Spirit, what we do effectively is that we dislodge the power of Satan in the air, and then we replace it with the power of the Holy Spirit in the air, so that people will be under the influence and the dominion of that righteousness, peace, and joy, rather than being under the influence of Satan and sin and unrighteousness and all of that. And it's this clash in the air that is constantly taking place when we pray. And that is why, as Christians, that's why Jesus said, seek ye first. In other words, when you pray, it's the same thing as the Lord's Prayer. What do we call the Lord's Prayer? He says, after this manner pray. Say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What's the next thing? Thy kingdom come. Let's, in other words, release your dominion, that thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven. Call it the Lord's Prayer. But the principle there is that on a daily basis, when you get up in the morning and you want to pray, before you start praying about your prosperity and your healing and all that, first of all, pray dominion. Dominion. That's how I pray now. You know, my first prayer, you know, is kingdom. The dominion of righteousness, peace, and joy. My power over me, my wife, my children, you know, my airspace. Anybody who comes in contact with me every day will come under dominion. I will be carrying it around with me. When you enter a car, dominion. When you enter a plane, dominion. When you enter an office, dominion. It goes around with you. Hallelujah. Because you have prayed, thy kingdom come. Are you listening to me?
Now, the second righteousness is the internal. That's the one only Christians have. And I'll show you the link between two in a minute. That one is internal. It is the right standing that comes by the cleansing of the blood of Jesus on one hand, that now gives access to the life and the power of God on the other hand, that now works inside you to make you will and to do of God's good pleasure. And that is the one that Christians have. That is why, watch this, during the millennium, when the devil is bound, I taught us the other day about the blessings of the age to come. When the devil is bound, what we're doing when we pray, we're doing the same thing. Except that instead of him being bound permanently, here now is bound whenever and wherever. You know, Christians who are kings, spiritual kings, in cooperation with many others in united prayer in the spirit, whenever they exercise that dominion, those conditions become simulated. Now you can understand that when people are under that dominion, they will do the right thing. Suddenly remove the dominion and the devil inside comes out again. That is why in the millennial reign, you see everybody behaving for 1,000 years. Then suddenly Satan is released for a short period. The same people who have been behaving, they suddenly gather together. Let me tell you something. See what we saw in Nigeria during these elections? Are you listening to me? The same people will get home that night and they won't have any patience. You know why? They don't have it inside. So for you as a Christian, God is telling you, do two things. Seek first the kingdom, release it into the air around you, so that the people around you that you come in contact with on that day, that influence, that dominion will be on them. And then secondly, checking your own internal righteousness. It's not the same thing. Your own, it is the combination of the kingdom outside and your internal righteousness that will now give you access to all things. And all other things will be added unto you. It's the two of them together. So when you pray, you don't pray just your selfish prayers alone. Now those prayers are not necessarily selfish, but they're actually short-sighted if you just start praying for things. Pray dominion. Then pray for internal righteousness. Then the door will now be open. When you ask for healing, it will come. When you ask for deliverance, it will come. When you ask for prosperity, it will come. All these other things will then be added. Amen. Is it clear? Yeah. It is that God wants us to understand, and he wants us to exercise, because we're in that season now. We are in the season where we're in the transition between what is called the church age and the kingdom age. The kingdom age is when Jesus finally comes physically and they take the devil and they put him in the pit. That's what we call, you know, the reality of that's the fullness of the kingdom age. But right now, what we are doing is by faith, we are reaching out into the kingdom age. And we're tasting of the powers of the age to come, and we're making them manifest in the church age, because without it, we cannot close the church age. It is the power of the kingdom, a work of manifestation of the sons of God, that we tap into now, that we now bring to bear upon the kingdom age, so that this gospel of the kingdom, the dominion of righteousness, peace, and joy, will then be preached and demonstrated unto all tribes, all ethnos, then we can close the age. Without manifesting kingdom in this age won't close. I have to understand that. So we need to understand these things and how they operate. Now, let's look at a few. I've given the example of Nigeria, but I also want to give a few practical examples also from the Bible. So when that dominion is there, when it's in the air, wonderful things happen. Even to people who, not necessarily good people, in quotes, who, you know, for example, there's a beautiful example the Holy Spirit gave me here I want to share with us. Look at Haman on one hand and Ahasuerus on the other hand. Ahasuerus was the king in Persia. this during the time of Esther and Mordecai. Haman had a plan to kill all the Jews on a particular day. The Bible says he cast lots, which was witchcraft. He didn't just choose any day. He began to cast, it says, day after day after day after day. You know, the Yoruba say, Olowo she. That means he went to a witch doctor, and the witch doctor did some incantations and now told him that this particular day, then all the spiritual forces for what you want are lined up together to make sure that what you want will be done. So it wasn't just, he didn't just pick a day. That's why it says he cast lots. And everything was set. Mordecai heard about what happened, and he began to pray and fast. And then he finally got Esther's attention in the palace. Then Esther said, okay, joy, watch this. He said, I will fast and pray. That's why what mommy was teaching us during the election was so important. He said, this kind cannot come out. There's some things that won't happen except fast, you fast. Because there just can't be enough power. Too much power will be dissipated in digesting your food. So we need to conserve that power for dominion and not for food. So Esther said, I will fast and my maidens too will fast. So Esther fasted and prayed. Mordecai fasted. All the Jews in Shushan Palace, they all fasted and prayed. This is this thing we're doing now. This question of united prayer in the spirit. Notice it was not Esther alone. Neither was it Mordecai alone. It was Esther, her maidens, Mordecai, and the Jews in the Susan Palace. The corporate prayer generated enough power into the air and began to have dominion. You know what happened? The king couldn't sleep. Amen. The king could not sleep. And man sleeps every night normally. But there was something in the air. Something. There was the power of God. The Bible talked about Satan being the prince of power of the air. But you know, we are stronger princes than Satan. How many people know that you too are a prince? Hallelujah. We are princes and kings in Christ Jesus. You know, there is one prince of the power of the air. There is another prince of the power of the air. Hallelujah. There is one lion who goes about trying to devour. And there is another lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah. One lion is bigger than another lion. One prince is bigger than another prince. Hallelujah. Satan is a defeated foe. Are you listening to me? And when the power, the Bible says, kings shall reign in righteousness and princes shall sit in judgment. When they begin to pray, the power of God that is coming out of the kings and princes will be greater than the power of the prince of the air. And you know the person who knows that best? Satan. I've said it many times in recent times, and I'm going to keep saying it. The devil is more afraid of you than you are of him. He just never wants you to know. Most wars are won or lost on intelligence. What you know and what you don't know. Hence, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Most wars are won on intelligence. You know, he knows. He knows better than you know that you are stronger than him. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong and you have overcome the wicked one. He knows it is written and the scripture cannot be broken. Hallelujah. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Satan knows that. So you know what he wants? Distract you. Give you a lot of activity. Like the Ephesian church. Go and do a lot of work, but don't pray. Leave your first love, and I will retain dominion in the air. I don't care how many big cathedrals you build. I don't care how many religious activities you are. So long as I control the air, ultimately those cathedrals will become my own. Which was what happened in Ephesus and Turkey. In history, that's what happened. The Christians got distracted and they started doing a lot of physical activity and neglected the things of importance. The first love, that first love, you know what Jesus called it? First works. In Revelation chapter 2. So it's not just love and emotion. It's the work of prayer, labor in for life, labor in the word, labor in prayer. Those are the first works. He said, you have neglected. He said, your candlestick will be removed. And it was removed. You see, folks, this whole thing is about dominion. It's all about dominion. We must never relinquish the dominion of the air in our lives, in our homes, in our offices, in our nation, in our cities to Lucifer. Amen. That is why our master has commanded us, seek ye first the dominion. I say it like that deliberately. When you say kingdom, people often think of going to heaven. That's not what he's talking about. Of course, we'll go to heaven ultimately. You know, but that's not what he's talking about. He says, seek ye first the dominion of righteousness, peace, and joy by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then your internal righteousness. And guess what? You got a blank check. All other things will be added unto you. And what I think he's talking about, he says, don't worry about what you're going to eat. You know, do you know that? You see how the church, how Satan has deceived us. The church runs after what will we eat, what will we drink, what will we wear, and very few people, if any, run after dominion of the air. Some people don't even know what it is. So all our prayers are concentrated on things, but how are you going to get the things when your enemy is dominating the air? Just putting the cart before the horse. Your enemy is dominating the air. Even when you pray for the thing, he will just block it. The Prince of Persia. Thank you, darling. Yeah, you ask for a new shirt, or you ask for a new suit, or you ask for a new car, or you ask for a new house, and the angel is bringing it, but your enemy is in charge of the air. So before it enters his airspace, he blocks it. Hey. Should I go a step further? And then gives you his substitute. First day you pray, you were heard. The Prince of Persia withstood me. You know, the amazing thing about it, that's why he's a master deceiver. How do people know that people go to witch doctors and get babies? How do people know that people go to witch doctors and get healed? How many people know that people go to occultists and all these so-called false churches? I like the way the book of Revelation describes it. The synagogue of Satan. I didn't write that. The Bible did. Who say they are Jews or Christians, but are not. The land is full of them. Amen. And when you go there, you will get a miracle. But who gave the miracle? Thank you to Pastor G. And at what cost? It is extremely naive for you to think because something happens supernaturally is God. Do never forget Jannes and Jambres. Moses put his rod down. It became a snake. The other guys put their own rod down. It also became a snake. So I said, but one snake was bigger than the other snake. Greater is he that is in you. Give the Lord a clap offering. Than he that's in the world. Moses' snake swallowed up the snake of the Egyptians. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The power of God that we release will swallow up the power of Satan in the air. He has his snake. We have our snakes. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. So internal righteousness is very important. You know, the external righteousness, the external kingdom is important. And the internal one is important. Both of them are important. We need one for the air. We need one inside us. So these guys began to pray. The king cannot sleep. Couldn't sleep. Then he does a strange thing. It's God. He does not know his God. You know, it's very interesting. The book of Esther, you can't find God there. But God is written all over it. But you can't find the word God in the book of Esther. It just shows you how God rules in the kingdom of men. The Bible says he could not sleep. He does a strange thing. He's in the night. He's in his house. He says he should go and bring all the file from the office. All the chronicles. And he began to look through. He was looking for something. He didn't know what he was looking for. He didn't. It's God. Then suddenly he comes against a record of a man called Mordecai. And this Mordecai had given information through Esther of people who were planning a coup. And those people were arrested and they were killed and the king is still alive. This didn't happen yesterday, it didn't happen last week. It had happened some years ago. This is called dominion of righteousness. The man was now being dominated by God to do what was right. Because what was right was to reward Mordecai. That's why it's a dominion of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know what the man said? He said, go and bring me. He said, what has been done for this Mordecai? He said, nothing. He said, okay. All right. Leave it with me. The man can't sleep. This same dominion goes to land upon Haman. Haman does the right thing. He goes to work early in the morning. He's punctual. He's doing the right thing. At that time, he was the chief prime minister. So he will hold court with the king in the morning. Haman is not late on that day. His wife does not delay him. His children do not delay him. Nothing distracts him that day because God has an assignment for him. That's what happens when you pray. When you pray properly and there is dominion in the air, the people God is going to use to bless you will do the right thing that day so that you will be blessed. You see, folks, all they will say under the circumstances, you are God. Why should you be under the circumstances when you should be on top of them by dominion? That's not just fight talk, it's the truth. The power of God, the righteousness landed on Haman. Now, his internal unrighteousness was still there. Don't ever forget that dominion does not change men on the inside. It only comes in from the outside. You have to be born again to be changed from the inside. That's why it says, seek ye first the kingdom and then his righteousness. Our righteousness is not our own. It's the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ that we get through the blood. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. So the righteousness lands on Haman. Haman gets to walk very early and sees the king. The king, God, the Holy Spirit, has already put in his heart what he's going to do for Mordecai. So as Haman comes through the court, he asks Haman a question. What shall be done unto the man who the king wants to honor? Haman's internal unrighteousness takes over on the inside, but the dominion of God is on the outside. You have to understand the internal spiritual dynamics. So Haman's pride. See, God does not violate man's free will. He didn't hypnotize him. Mommy taught us that time after the election. He's not witchcraft. God doesn't force people. But he will create circumstances around that will make you willing to do the right thing. Without violating your free will. So he asks, and Haman answers honestly. What shall be done to the man who the king wants to honor? And Haman's thinking, who else? But yours truly. My humble self. Well, king, the horse that the king rides, then the cloth that the king wears, then the king's most noble prince, we take the man. He will wear the... Haman ambition po. He was eyeing the throne. His plan ultimately was to kill the king and become king. But God knew. It's important to pray dominion. So what was in his heart? God allowed it to come out. So he now said, you know, I will be like the Most High. I will raise my throne above the thrones of God. Same spirit. Same spirit as Lucifer. You know, and he said, and he was so sure it was going to be him. You know what the king said? He said, do it quickly for Mordecai be Jew. And let nothing be missing from what you have said. Baba God. Hallelujah. This is kingdom in operation. Dominion of the king. Haman. In our language, that means he almost had the ground to swallow him. But he could not disobey the king. Righteousness. Haman, however he felt about it, had to do the right thing. The Mordecai he had despised, the Mordecai he wanted to kill, was the Mordecai he was forced to honor. He said, mother, they went to go and get mother. I cannot imagine what was going on in Haman's mind. When they brought Mordecai into the court and then they put the dress of the king on him. Haman was asked to supervise it, to make sure that nothing that the king said failed. Then they now put the saddle and the king's horse, they dressed the horse up, then they put Mordecai on top. But that was not the end of the humiliation. It was Haman who held the horse and began to go around the town. Say, thus shall be done unto the man whom the king wants to honor. We see in manifestation the dominion of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I just give you a short prophetic word. It's just a spin-off of this. It doesn't matter the Hamans that are around. If we pray, they will serve us. Give the Lord a clap offering. You got it? You got it? That's why we have to pray. He can be Haman on the inside, though. But he will serve the purpose of God. He will lead the horse that Mordecai will ride. Nekoromasa Frenem. Ah! You got the scripture. He said, no longer shall princes walk and beggars ride. But the princes will ride and the beggars will now lead the horse. Am I talking to anybody here? Ah! Glory be to God. You know when you see this, prayer becomes interesting. Prayer becomes exciting. Prayer is no longer religion. Prayer is no longer a boring, you know, ritual. I know what I'm praying about. I know what I'm praying for. And we have seen it demonstrated in Nigeria. What happened on election day was just a sample. Now God is saying, now the new government, everything's coming in, create dominion throughout the land. North to south, east to west. So my will and my purpose will be done in Nigeria as it is in heaven. Give the Lord a clap offering. Every turn with me to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. I want to show you the other things. When the dominion is there, and the internal, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness inside you. I'm going to come back to that in a minute as I close, you know, to show you how this is going to be done.
But before I get there, I want to show you some of the other things. You see, Deuteronomy 28 is a catalog of what you can expect, of what you should expect, of what you will get if you seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. The way Deuteronomy says is that it will come to pass if you hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, to observe to do all which is love in the New Testament, you know, his commandments which I command you to do this day, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. The most powerful nation on the earth is the church. I don't know that the church is a nation without walls. Without walls. You see, our own nation, the nation of the body of Christ, is not isolated to a geographical region on the earth. We invade all nations. Hallelujah. So we have our nationals everywhere. We have them in Nigeria, we have them in America, we have them in Japan, we have them even in Iran. Everywhere. No walls. You cannot stop us. Amen. You know why? We operate by the Spirit. It's not flesh. Amen. Borders can't stop us. The Spirit of God moves. Now he says, all nations. Verse 2. Quick. And all these blessings. And all these blessings. And some of these blessings, and a few of these blessings, and all these blessings shall come on thee, and if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, I'll come down. Now, next verse. I will say, I'm blessed in the city. Turn to him and say, these are the other things. These are the other things. These are the other things I get when I seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. Turn to everybody and say, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. Next verse. It says, the fruit of my body is blessed. The fruit of my ground is blessed. The fruit of my cattle is blessed. The increase of my kine are blessed. The flocks of my sheep are blessed. Next verse. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Turn to your neighbor and say, my bank account is blessed. My stocks and shares are blessed. Everything I touch is blessed. He said, this is not the main thing, no. Don't you know? This is not the main thing, no. It's just the jara of seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness. Amen. Jesus is not stupid. That's why he was looking at them and said, you don't know anything. He said, don't be like the heathen. What they are going to eat, what they are going to drink, what they are going to wear. He said, don't be like. He said, God knows you need to eat food. And he said, let me give you the secret. Seek first the kingdom and his righteousness and trust me. All these other things. Even when you don't pray for them. You know why? You are controlling the air. So the thing will just be coming. Yafu, 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 yafu. You are controlling the air. You when you don't even pray, when you just think it will happen because you are in the air. Come on, Lawa Lujo. Let us do the things that are really important. The problem of the church is that we don't do the important things. You know, 90% of the church, our prayer request is things. How many Christians bring a prayer request for kingdom? Kingdom, kingdom. Kingdom. And there's so many other blessings. But because of time, I'm going to. Now, let's quickly go and close. How is this thing going to come? Now, we're going to go to the internal. Quickly go to 1 John. There's something here very, very important. We're going to look at two scriptures and close by the help of the Holy Spirit. First one is 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 to 9. This scripture is a very familiar scripture, but I dare say it is a scripture that most Christians haven't taken time to study, meditate upon, and then practice with faith.
and underline the word with faith. Now let's read together. If we walk in the light, I didn't hear you. I did not hear you. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you a part of the we? I am. He's not writing to unbelievers. It's we, including John himself. It's we. He's not talking about the unbeliever. He's talking about the Christian. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. That word fellowship is the Greek word koinonia. Well, it doesn't mean hello, hello, we see each other, fellowship, how are you, and all that. He's talking about flow of life. A sharing. There is a communal flow of the life of God from one to the other. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from some sin. I didn't hear that. The very serious sins, the ones that are not so important. That's why I said with faith. I know you read scriptures, but you see, you have to get what he's saying. Next verse. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. You know that's why many Christians things are not functioning inside them? You know why? Dishonesty. Once you are dishonest, the functionality of the blood of Jesus ceases to operate. It operates in those who are honest. Her honesty of her. If we say we have no sin, you say we deceive ourselves, and the word, the truth is the word. It's not going to be functional. It's not active. Thank you, darling. Inside us. Next verse. Now he gives us the key here. This is where Pastor Olubi got, I confess our sins. For every minute, I confess my sin. Now you understand. I'm going to say something to you now that's going to hit you. Let's read the scripture first. It says, if we confess our sins. Do you see the two ifs? The first one says, if we say we have no sin. But if we are honest enough to confess our sins, our own part is to confess. His part is that he is faithful and just to what? Forgive us our sins. But that's not the end though. Forgive means that you won't be punished. And to cleanse us from some unrighteousness. Let's put it this way. You see, because I teach this and I hear people in the church pray. Most of the time when we pray, you just say, I confess myself. Well, you hardly ever hear people say, I'm clean with the blood. That is the key. If you confess your sins and you do not consciously by faith receive the cleansing of the blood, you will have a sin consciousness. But if I just simply say to clean, when you have to say it and believe it. I confess our sins and clean with the blood. The minute I say I clean with the blood, you know what I have? I have a sense of righteousness, a sense of right standing. Igbagbo mi duro lori. Eje ato todo Jesu. Stop. We'll sing later. Amen. But you see, that is what my faith stands on. So my right standing is never based on how well I've done. It's only based on righteousness of Jesus. That's why I confess our sin. That's why I 5 minutes later, I confess our sin. I should confess sin, Connie. Do you know how many people I've seen in the last 5 minutes? I didn't sin. The Bible says the thought of foolishness is sin. Pastor Kule was praying that time. He said, let's acknowledge the presence of God with thanksgiving and let us pray in the spirit. Your own mind was in Dubai. Emma was okay. Your mind was in Dubai. The time we were praying, Pastor Kwale was praying there. The time we were praying, your mind was here. Your mind, you didn't even pray. Then, amen, 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 amen. Jesus' name. Then we go to the next confession. Then that's why we have to confess the sin again. Because there are so many people we lost in between. Give the Lord a clap offering. Pastor Kule said, let us acknowledge the three persons of the Godhead and receive mercy and say the word in our hearts by faith as we pray. Many people don't do it. He just sinned. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Do you see why we need this cleansing on a constant basis? If we, he is faith to cleanse us. That's why it's a continue. This cleansing is not a one-time thing. It's a continual thing. Because all these little things, you know, I'm not talking about smoking cigarettes and having girlfriend and drinking gulda. But what of these other ones? And some even haven't left the gulda. I went somewhere recently, you know, and somebody was talking to me, you know. So it was that. I said, do people still drink? He said, possible. I said, I've been saved for so long. I've even forgotten people still drink beer. That's how far out I am. Thank God. You know, but you know, some people are still struggling with that. Some people are still struggling with beer. Some are still struggling with cigarettes. Some are still struggling with girlfriend. Some are still struggling. And they are born again. Oh. Yeah. Don't tell me they're not born again. They are born again. Yeah. Say, Pastor, how do you know? I used to. And I'm born again. Amen. To cleanse us from all right. Next verse. Quick. We're going to close. He says, am I helping anybody here? Next verse. Quick. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Do you see why things aren't working? Dishonesty. Refusal to accept. So, what's the safe thing? Just say, Father, I confess our sins. That's my own and the people around me. To clean. Don't never forget to say, we clean with the blood. That's what gives you your righteousness, your right standing. Then access to life. Then the life of God will then flow inside. That's why I said, if any man sees, brother sees this, he should ask life. But you see, you can't ask life if you haven't cleaned with by the blood. Because the sin will block the life. Shooting ye wa dead, yeah. Now, closing. 1 John chapter 3. Am I helping anybody here? 1 John chapter 3. Look at verse 22. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22. And 23 and 24. That's what we're going to look at. He said, whatsoever we ask. You didn't get it. Turn to your neighbor and say, does God mean whatsoever? Be sure. Did he say whatsoever? Let's be very careful. Let's check it again. Did he say whatsoever? That's no wonder, honey. It says the exceeding great and precious. You know, because we don't meditate, we don't realize how precious the exceeding great whatsoever. We ask. Say, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do the things, those things that are what? Pleasing in his sight. Verse 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. He gave us commandment that we should love as he loves us. You know, divine love. But we're going to that. He that keepeth his commandments, I didn't hear you, dwelleth in him and he in him, hereby know we that he what? Abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. This is the right doing part. The one we saw in 1 John chapter 1 is the right standing part. This is it's two parts. Right, everybody say right standing by the blood of Jesus. Then right doing by the life of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's say it again. Right standing by the blood of Jesus. How do I get it? Say, how do I get it? I confess our sins and so clean with the blood. I got my right standing intact. Are you listening to me? Then I now say in Jesus' name. That's why I say believe on the name of Jesus. Say in Jesus' name we have. And then I pray in tongues and I have power to do the right thing. That's the internal righteousness. No, scripture says he's working in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. How does he do it? He does it by the life of God. That's why we need this constant flow of life in great measure into our hearts. Then we now pray. We know here by the Spirit. We now pray in tongues. Then the power to do the right thing, the wisdom, the compassion, the power to do the right thing is now generated through that praying in the Spirit. It goes into the mind, the will, the emotions, into the physical body. And then you now have the ability to do right. Then you have now completed the circuit. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all other things will be added. Let us pray. The kingdom and righteousness. Talk to God. Daily seek those things first. Kingdom. Pray in the Spirit, travail and all that, release dominion of God around you. Then internal righteousness, they actually go hand in hand. Confess your sins, Jesus' name, have life. Pray in the Spirit. As you pray in the Spirit and you release the power of God into the air, you begin to have dominion. And then at the same time, it begins to work inside you to will and do God. Then righteousness, both of them together. Then as the course of the day, you need healing, it will come. You need deliverance, it will come. You need prosperity, it will come. You need protection, it will come. Igbagbo mi duro lori eje ato toto Jesu. Yeah.
stand.
Living in heaven, Christ the solid rock I stand.
Start again from the beginning.
My hope is
built on nothing
but Jesus'
blood,
Lord,
and righteousness.
I dare not trust
the sweetest
friend.
First thing is kingdom. It's the same thing really as when you pray for your spiritual victory. You pray that Christ be formed in you. All those prayers, they all generate power that some of it goes into your soul and your body, of course, but some of it goes into the air. And what it does is it enforces the kingdom. That's why Jesus said, the kingdom of God allows violence.
and the violent take that dominion by force. It's not going to be handed to you on a platter of gold. That's why the first business of prayer every day is not I have problem, I have this, I have dominion and righteousness. Now the love prayers, then the prayer for dominion, pray the spirit, then all other things will be added. Put a hand up. Raise the other hand to God. Put the other hand on your heart. See, God wants, you know, mommy helped us to do something today, and I was thanking her. When we're praying for my birthday and for Dara and William's wedding and for Joshua Luby's 21st birthday, after we did all the singing, mommy said we should kneel down. I'm bringing it up now because as you pray, and I want that to be in your mind, we're going to put it into the prayer. And just it was just, you know, worship God from the heart. And she began to pray, and then I picked it by the Spirit. She says, as for me and my house. And my house is not just me and my children and my wife. It means all of you who are my spiritual seed. Both here and in diaspora. We have people all over the world, you know. I have a lot of spiritual children all over the place. Now, we will serve God. You know, God said something, and I want you to take... I was thanking her. I said, honey, what you did was very, very, very good. You know, even after all the singing, you know, many times we get caught up with singing and emotion, and then we forget the commitment. Their hearts, they draw near to me with their mouth. But their heart is far, is sad, but it happens a lot of the time. We get caught up in all the emotion and the singing, and that's good. It's important in its place. But, you know, beyond that, you have to now go to the heart. And that's what I want you to do now. You want to give me a birthday present? Do this for me this today. Commit to kingdom and righteousness. I don't ask for anything. Don't give me your money. I don't want it. Now, that doesn't mean I don't, you know. But what I mean is, money is not the, that's not what you can give me. What I want from you as a part of this spiritual house is to serve God by kingdom and righteousness. And don't let it be talk. Let it be hearts followed by action. Last week I've already told us we should pray for spirit without measure once in a week. You do that. But this one is your part of your daily prayer that you normally pray. Say, God, every day I will get up, I will pray in the spirit, I will use the blood to clean with the blood, and I get life, load with the life of God, and I pray in the spirit for the dominion of God inside me personally, which is what's called perfection, you know, cleansing, you know, Christ performed in me. Then I push it out into the air around me. Now take it with me to the office. I take it with me in my car. I take it with me to school. Then all other things will be added. Raise that hand. Put the other hand on the heart. Say, Father, I confess our sins. And so clean with the blood. And so clean with the blood. And so clean with the blood. In Jesus' name, we have life. Father, have mercy on us as we pray. I thank you for this word that has come to me today, clarifying, reminding me, and clarifying for me the fact that daily I must seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and then all other things will be added unto me. Oh my God, help me. Help me. Help me by your mercy, your grace, and the power of the Holy Spirit to enforce the dominion of righteousness, peace, and joy inside me, internally, in my soul, my will, my mind, my emotions, inside my physical body, then in the air around me. Lord, help me. Help me. I covenant to serve you in this way daily as a habit in Jesus' name. Nekatufrenen. Likatufrenen gasto. Doloma shaki to fredesk. Toloma toloma tolomangardo fredofishin. Zifrika tolomakardo.
In Jesus' name. Put the healing scripture on the screen. Healing is very important because you need to be strong and healthy so you will live long. Everybody say, I will live long. Say, I will live, I will not die. Say it again, I will live, I will not die. Say it a third time, I will live, I will not die. I will live and declare the glory of God in this third day, in the land of the living, in this land from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, where the rivers divide. You are going to live, oh. You are going to live. You are going to live. I'm teaching you what's going to give you. He says, my words are life to those that find it a medicine to their flesh. We've learned. We had to learn a lot of things the hard way. But we've learned now. Don't wait until something happens. When you pray, nothing will happen. Do you hear me? Because inside the life of God is healing all your internal organs. Do you understand? Most sicknesses, by the time you discover them on the outside, it's already done all the damage on the inside. And many times it's already too late. Now put one hand on your body, maybe like your belly. Raise the other hand to God. Say, Father, I confess our sins. I'm so clean with the blood. Everyone say it again. I'm so clean with the blood. Say it a third time. I'm so clean with the blood. In Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, I thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, I am legally free from sickness and disease. Sickness does not have a legal right in my physical body, and I will not allow it. Therefore, I call to enforce my legal right by the resurrection life and power that was wrought in Jesus when he was raised from the dead. That same life that is giving healing and health and strength now to my physical body. So I declare, by the stripes of Jesus and his resurrection life and power, I am healed. I release healing virtue into my body from the crown of my head, from the crown of my head, from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, into my heart, into my kidney, into my liver, into all my internal organs, all my blood vessels, into every cell inside my body, into the nucleus of every cell, into the DNA. And I command you, operate error free in the name of Jesus. I say, I am healed. I live in divine healing and health. I keep the laws of hygiene and natural medicine, of diet, of physical exercise, and of rest in Jesus' name. Pray the Spirit and don't play games. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Don't play, don't mess around with Satan. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. You're stronger than him and he knows it. Zephre, Lambrecht, Tufrinis,
Leprinim Katar. Jekitufini Langara Zofidik Lopronongaras Jela Priketur Nikatoloma Shangiro Leprinigaras Nifrigaros Jekitufines Luprinines Nungaras Jekitufis Lofridilikas Nifridiles Nofridilis Jela Prides No frenelis, no frenes, naas, je le prie que tu frenes, ne que tu fres, lo frenes.
In Jesus' name, join hands with somebody as we share the grace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. The Lord God gives you peace. I said, the Lord God gives you peace. God makes you head and not tail. Head and not tail. Above only and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to is successful. Everything you set your hand to is successful. You are at least 10 times better than your peers. You possess the gates of your enemies, even the gate of death. So you will live and you will not die. You will live and declare the glory of God in the land of the living. With long life of God satisfied. And show you his salvation. Even the perfection and the fullness of Christ. So the Lord imparts unto you the anointings of Enoch, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Ruth, David, Elisha, Daniel, Esther, Paul, and John. In Jesus' name, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the sweet fellowship of the blessed Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.